This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Yes, fine impeachment hearings. I watched them too. But I also did a little split screen action for a couple of hours because a funny thing happened on the way to Jay Powell's testimony today. Yes, that Jay Powell, chairman of the Federal Reserve and chief custodian of this country's monetary policy. Interest rates is what that means. And Powell has said more than once that the Fed is going to keep interest rates where they need to be to keep the economy growing. But here's what Powell said to the Joint Economic Committee on Capitol Hill this morning.
In a downturn, it would also be important for fiscal policy to support the economy.
In other words, taxing and spending, the stuff that Congress and the president do.
However, as noted in the Congressional Budget Office's recent long-term budget outlook, the federal budget is on an unsustainable path with high and rising debt.
$23 trillion of debt and counting as of today.
Over time, this outlook could restrain fiscal policymakers' willingness or ability to support economic activity during a downturn.
So with all of that said, we asked Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to mind meld with the Fed chair and figure out what he means.
The Fed chair doesn't seem too worried that an economic downturn's around the corner. The recent trifecta of rate cuts probably helped prevent that. Powell's warning Congress about the future recession that's almost certain to come, says Eugene Stewerly at the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center.
Because interest rates are fairly low, they have extremely limited capabilities in monetary policy.
Monetary policy. That would be lowering interest rates to try and revive the economy. Instead, Powell's telling lawmakers they'll have to do most of the heavy lifting next time through fiscal policy, boosting government spending, cutting taxes. But we've already done a lot of that, says MIT finance professor Deborah Lucas.
The administration has been deficit spending at levels that you would expect during a recession, not during an expansion like we've had.
So the Fed chair's sounding an alarm.
We're at very high deficit and debt levels. So will the government really be able to do much next time around to pull the economy out?
It's a significant message, but it's a message that the head of the Fed is always trying to deliver.
University of Chicago economist Austin Goolsbee says Powell is saying the Fed's run out of economic ammo, so Congress needs to start saving for a rainy day. At the moment, Congress is scrambling to pass yet another temporary spending bill with no plans for significant deficit or debt reduction. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.